Welcome to Keep What You Earn, your judgment and jargon-free zone for entrepreneurs of all levels. Get ready to learn how to scale your business, save money in taxes, and create a business that grows your wealth. If it feels like the financial side of business is like eating your vegetables, well then think of this podcast as the ranch dressing to make the process a little more enjoyable. My name is Shannon Weinstein. I'm a CPA and business owner on a mission to simplify money and empower others through knowledge. I hope this episode inspires you to take action, but remember that the information we share is for educational purposes only and is not individual tax advice. Now that we got that out of the way, let's start the show. So I just got home from the grocery store and I was thinking about, you know, especially because I'm back in the States now and I'm usually in Costa Rica, I tend to have insane waves of gratitude when I come back to the States and realize how many different conveniences we have here and the availability of certain resources that aren't as plentiful in Costa Rica. Doesn't damage our quality of life whatsoever, but coming back, it definitely makes things a lot easier to shift and to, you know, adjust back into routine. So it made me think about these little things, these little tiny details that have actually helped me make quantum leaps in my business and my life. And I wanted to, A, express gratitude for them in the form of sharing them with you, and also like tell you that these are some ideas that might work for you, or maybe these are the things that you also feel guilty about implementing, which I'm going to get into, and could actually say yes to in your business and life. And by guilty, I mean, there are a lot of things that I've enabled, activated in my life and routine that some people would find to be like, oh, you pay for that, or oh, you do that. Like, you don't have time to go to the grocery store. You don't have time to do that. No, I don't. But even if I did, I don't want to do those activities and can refocus my attention elsewhere. And it's really important to kind of give yourself the permission that you, again, you don't need, but to focus on the things that will move the needle for you the most, to understand your priorities, understand where you should be spending your time, what your strengths are, and, you know, not do the things that you don't enjoy doing. Now, you're going to have to put up with some stuff in your early stages of business. You're going to have to do some hard things. You're going to have to wear all the hats for a little bit. But once you get to a certain place where you can unlock some of those other things, it's magical. So here are some of the few of the things that we, I say we, because Jason and I both did this. He was a business owner as well when I started my business. And we've kind of had this in place, especially since we were married. We've always had somebody cleaning the house. We have always invested in that for two reasons. One, it saves time. Two, it helps eliminate fights. Someone doesn't clean something well enough, at least, you know, it's an impartial third party. And, you know, it's, we're not keeping score. We're not keeping score of who did the bathrooms one week or the bedrooms the other week or the laundry or whatever. We do the laundry ourselves. We clean, we have someone clean the house for us every single week, whether that's in Costa Rica or here. That's it's a non-negotiable for us. And I think that it's something I would consider if you think it's unaffordable. I'm telling you, make the room, go out to eat two less times a week. You'll be able to afford it. I promise you. And it's a game changer. So there was that. Number two is actually, I go pick up my groceries. I still pick them up. We can get grocery delivery as well, but I pick up my groceries and I order them online. And this is true in Costa Rica and in the States. We have that service available to us. And that's also a game changer because, you know, the time it takes to walk the aisles, to pick out things, to look at the prices, to think about what you're going to cook, all of that. I'm like, I ain't got time for that. Not to mention driving to the store. Like, it's so much easier through the app to just make a list of what you need and it will show up at your doorstep. Like, what a great time to be alive when all of that can happen. And I actually felt guilty, number one, paying the membership price. Number two, felt guilty about having, especially in Costa Rica, the grocery store is, no joke, a quarter mile, half a mile from our house. I can easily walk there. I can easily drive there, but I choose not to most days because I'm like, you know what? It would be great if while I'm in my meeting, Somebody drove by, dropped off the couple of boxes of groceries, and I had everything I needed to cook, and I just had to put it away because it will save me an hour of my time between getting there, shopping, paying, and walking out. It will save me an hour of my time that I can spend working during the heat of the day, quite literally. And that's really important to me. So when you have limited time, these things become insanely valuable because you start investing back into the things that will get you more time back, even if it's a half hour to an hour. As long as you're using that wisely, it's well worth the investment. I can't imagine, you know, not paying for that convenience. We even pay down there, especially because we go to a more expensive grocery store that does this service. I guarantee we pay a premium for the convenience and a premium for the actual product. And we are completely in alignment that we're okay with that because we would rather have the hour or 2 hours a day than and get fresh food delivered than have to spend that time, you know, actually shopping. It cuts down to the core efforts that we need to do. Now, when I'm not cooking, we don't have this is on my list though. It's on my list to get a private chef to come to the house a couple days a week and cook and meal prep or deliver us meals. I do have somebody in Costa Rica that I hire, and we actually did this. Like, you don't even have to wait around for a service. If you hate cooking like I do, I like cooking for myself. I like cooking single meals. I was a single girl in an apartment for way too long and learned how to cook every like meal for one out there. But it's hard because Jason and I have different tastes in food. Like, he loves Asian cuisine. I'm not a huge fan because I'm allergic to nuts, and there's a lot of nuts in some of those dishes. So we have these different like flavors that we like or don't like, and it's hard to match. So we find ourselves in a position where, okay, if I cook, we have to find a common denominator in what I cook, or we have to figure something out. Now, I reached out in Costa Rica and got resourceful, and I was like, hey, it would actually save me a ton of time if we could get cooking handled, because I'm spending some time cooking and thinking about what to cook and what's for dinner. Oh my God, that is a constant struggle from 4 p.m. on. So what we did, I said, if I could eliminate this, it'd be amazing. So I said, how do we eliminate that? Well, we don't have to full-blown hire someone to come and cook for us. But what we can do is I reached out to my community down in Costa Rica and I said, hey, does anybody love to cook? Anybody just absolutely love to cook and would like to cook a few extra meals and get paid for it? And I had a massive response, because what you have to realize is that for you, it's something annoying. And for you, you might feel guilty of, oh, like, I don't want to make someone else cook for me. They may actually truly enjoy it. There are people who love cooking. I mean, people go to school for it. People start restaurants. You know, there are people who love to cook. And if I said, hey, would you do more of what you love to do and I'll pay you for it? That's a match made in heaven. So I actually found this girl who cooks organic and healthy foods, and she boxes them up for you in different servings and delivers them to your house down in Costa Rica. And they're delicious. They're amazing. I had this amazing salad, a great chicken broccoli, like roasted vegetable combination. And all those ingredients would be really hard for me to cook down there because I wouldn't have a ton of time. And instead of cooking, I get to go take my sunset beach walks and come back to a meal. And that's way more meaningful to me. So when you get really strategic about your time and we look at the little things that unlock massive growth, what I want to say is start outsourcing even the personal things that are taking up your time, because your brain doesn't know work stress from home stress. It just knows if you're stressed out. And we tend to go right to that this is, oh, I'm stressed out because I have so much work to do. Well, you can also be stressed out because you have so much to do in general. And it's really important to distinguish them and figure out, hey, what could I eliminate that would alleviate the stress the most? What could I delegate? What could I automate? What could I, you know, shrink in terms of its footprint on my brain? And for us, that's a lot of the personal things. I immediately have this instinct now that I didn't have 4 years ago. But I immediately have this instinct now of when something needs to get done, I'm like, oh, who could help us? Who could help us? Or what could I get rid of that would enable me to do that? Because I think when we add a lot on to our plates and then we don't neutralize it with something we're taking off or by delegating it out or even contemplating who could help me with this, then this is how you're going to compound and compound your stress to the next level. And like I said, I did go through a period where I felt guilty that I'm like, oh, like I hire a cleaning lady. I have someone wash the car. I have someone cook, you know, I have someone do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, I feel bad like making this person do that. Heck, I felt bad about asking my assistant to do things around, you know, like personal errands or anything like that. And then I realized like, wait a minute, that's what I'm paying them to do. But also these are easy activities. These are things that can actually be fun. And, you know, it's going to save me a ton of time. So I want you to just shed the guilt that somehow you have to be and do it all, because you don't. Because if you're making the choice to be an entrepreneur, it's going to be really important that you protect the energy that you have and that you're able to delegate what you need to. And it all translates into money, because if you're spending an hour, you know, on a task that you know you're not the best at, or something that you don't really want to be doing, like let's say cooking, if it takes me an hour to cook dinner, and instead of that hour cooking dinner, I'm on lead phone calls and I'm doing outreach and I'm engaging with people and networking, that's a way better ROI on that hour than if I were over the stove. And that's just what's important to me. So you have to connect that to your values, what's important to you. And if it's really important that you be the one to cook dinner, then that's perfect. Then there's other things that you can delegate and outsource. For me, it's definitely the household chores and it's definitely cooking. But for you, it could be something different. So I want you to get rid of the idea that you should be doing all these things and that you have some type of obligation to try to do it all. And just understand that it's okay to make choices and prioritize your time, because that's when you're actually going to be doing your best work. And that's when you're going to be showing up the best, is when you are in the zone where you know that you can perform and you can show up better for those around you. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. One of the things that holds people back from starting their business and going all in on it to grow it is this hesitation around setting it up properly or cleaning things up to make sure everything is legally and compliantly sound. Between setting up the actual business legally and knowing how to manage the money, there's a lot that can intimidate somebody and scare them into not starting. And that's why I bundled up my 5 best resources all together for brand new business owners or for anyone who's looking to clean things up. This is my 5-day mindset refresh, because you know it always starts with mindset. And my business financial quick starter, which is my starter course for anyone looking to start a business with all the key elements you need to do in order. My tax deduction guide with hundreds of deductions you can take for your business today. My Money Pro Matchmaker on how to find the right professional for you. And my cash flow forecasting mini course. This is the ultimate Swiss Army knife. It includes tools and templates, everything you need to get started on your business successfully, or clean things up if you feel like you've fallen behind. Grab your copy right now. The Small Business Starter Kit is yours for free using the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review on your podcast platform. This small action goes a long way for podcasters to get our message heard by more business owners just like you. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to information about our guests and ways to get in touch with me. We'll see you on the next episode.